see these speakers here in front of me? These are different than the ones that you guys are hearing. So if I wanted to hear something louder or softer than was what everybody else wanted to hear, I could do that right here, and it would still sound okay to all y'all. Also, if something happens or he wants to say something to me like, you know, 10 more minutes, not you in particular, but that the sound man. So if the sound man wanted to say something to me, even if I was singing a song right in the middle of it, he could be like, you're drunk, get off. And none of y'all would hear it. See my point? So one night I'm playing in this town called Chattanooga outside, and the guy on the soundboard, I'm singing some song, some folk shit about the trees or the wolves or whatever. And the sound man asked me through the monitor so no one else can hear, he says, hey man, do you like NASCAR racing? So, and the trees. And then go right back in, and I just sort of nodded at him like, yeah, I'd like that. You know? And then I went back into the song. And he comes back in and says, you want to meet Bill Elliott, the NASCAR driver? Right while I'm singing a song. Hey man, you want to meet Bill Elliott? You know, and then I went right back into whatever I was doing. Then I go, then right after the show's over, I go upstairs into this dress room where I have like free celery, free carrots, free beer, ranch dip, towels, all kinds of shit that they gave it to me tonight for nothing. I got a ton of it. So I'm sitting in that area where that stuff is, and up they come with Bill Elliott. I was very excited. It's my brother's hero. That was my main thing. I was like, my brother loves the NASCAR, and Bill Elliott just happens to be his favorite one. So I'm like, this is exciting to me. So he comes in. He doesn't even look at us. He's knee-deep in our ranch dip and shit. And clearly drunk, right? Oh, golly. Well, you know, these guys, what do? They go, they turn left at 200 miles an hour for 3 hours. So, I don't know. I didn't say it was my hero, right? I could probably do that. So I'm watching this guy eat all our shit and pour himself one of our drinks. He turns around and introduces himself. I'm Bill Elliott. This is very exciting. I give him my guitar. I say, maybe you sign my guitar. He writes his name across all of it, like not very tasteful or not like on Willie's guitar or anything. You'll never use it again. Looks like something you could win at a car race now. You know? So I don't use it anymore. I still have it, but I can't use it because it's distracting to people. So I think, wow. My brother's hero, though, you know, so I'm going to go be polite, I guess. So then I think I'll call my brother. I call my brother, wake him up in the middle of the night, and I'm telling you, I've been coming to Chicago for years. This guy immediately uses a bunch of words that I wouldn't even use in front of all y'all, including the words that just women hate, right? And right in the room is this wonderful woman who's provided all the celery and stuff. She's like the promoter who did the whole show for us. And I'm like, a good thing this guy can drive fast and turn left because he's a dick, you know? He's a dick. And I've known some and been some. And I'm thinking, jerk. So we try to salvage this thing. We all think, well, let's go for a drink with Bill Elliott, you know, my brother's hero. And we start walking to the bar, and it's me and my buddy Will, and I'll never forget that night, we made up a song. It was more like one of them Weird Al songs. So we were singing the whole way up to the bar. We were singing, Mo Bandy, when you came and you sang with Joe Stampley, it blew us away, and we're singing, you know, drunk people walk down the street and sing. So that's what we were doing. And we get to the bar, and we sit down, and we say, Elliot, man, you want a drink? It's on us, man. We just played. We're celebrating. He's like, sure, man. He orders the most expensive fucking thing they have. And then he goes up to take a leak, and I swear to you, the bartender runs across the bar and goes, hey, you guys, that guy didn't tell you he was Bill Elliott, did he? Swear to God. Swear to God. That happened. I thought, and my first thought was, well, this ain't my fucking brother's hero at all. This fucking guy is my hero, man.